Time for Two Guys Weigh In podcast. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here, episode number...
Number 8.
Sponsored by...
P.K. Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. I was going to look up P.K.'s menu, because they got a great menu. It's just more than pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a great wide variety of food at P.K.'s.
That's right. And the best salad bar around, that's for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So stop by P.K.'s in Canby for pizza and more, right? And we're going to do that soon, I think.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yep. All right, Mitchell, episode number 8 already. Time's flying by. The winter season is wrapping up in the high school level. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yep, we got wrapping up section basketball. Tomorrow will be our last basketball broadcast. That's Thursday. We'll be calling the Central Minnesota Christian versus Russell Tyler Ruthden boys Section 3A championship game in Marshall at the RA facility.
We've had a lot of fun at the RA facility the last couple weeks, haven't we?
Yep, we've called some great basketball games from there.
Yep. The Mineota and Blue Jays boys game, that was an exciting game as well.
Yep, that was a great contest by both teams, won by Central Minnesota Christian. And right when it seemed like Mineota was going to get back in there and take the lead, it looked Central would knock down a three-pointer, and they ended up holding out for the win.
Yeah, the Vikings did a great job. They get back into it, down by, what, two or three a couple times. Central Minnesota Christian always had an answer for their run.
They had really great three-point shooting that night.
I think they hit, what, 13 of them?
It's 13 threes, and I think Asher Weberdink ended up hitting 7 of those 13. So.
And Asher Weberdink for the Blue Jays is only a ninth grader.
Yep, and they'll be glad to have him around for the next couple of years.
Yeah, so it'll be a good matchup late afternoon, 5 o'clock right here on Q92. You can hear the Blue Jays and the RTR Knights trying to get back to the state tournament.
Yep, RTR is the defending state champions, and this will be their go for a three-peat. They've won the past two Section 3A championships. 2 years ago, I think they lost in the consolation championship at state. And then they won the state tournament last year. Only loss came to Dawson Boyd in the Camden Conference championship game.
Yep, last year.
So it'll be a good RTR team. They switched conferences this year. They were in the Camden South, I believe, right?
Yep.
So now they're in the Red Rock Conference and had another great season for them and looking to go back for a third straight year.
Coach Ted Tatius of Central Minnesota Christian, he always has his team ready to play, doesn't he? They have 19-20 wins or something like that.
Yeah, they're 19-10 right now.
Okay, yep.
They've gone to the section championship, I think, 4 out of the last 5 years.
Yep, correct.
Including this year, so they've had a good stretch of basketball going too.
That's right, and I want to note this. Playing for the championship to go to state they're the 2-3 seeds in their sections.
Yep, and they're each division, North and South Division, so any team can win this one. This was a tough and very competitive section for both sides, North and South, so it'll be interesting to see how the game goes tomorrow night.
Yeah, you usually don't see a 1 or 2 seed not in the section championship game. So this is kind of unusual, but very, very good teams this year in Western Minnesota, that's for sure.
Yep,
absolutely. All right, what else we got to talk about this morning?
In Marshall, also Thursday this week, they have the National Wheelchair Basketball Association hosting a tournament in Marshall.
Yeah, if you love basketball, Marshall is the place to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's wheelchair basketball, and SMSU has a rich history of wheelchair basketball championships and stuff like that. I actually interviewed them last year in Canby when they're doing a fundraiser at Canby High School. There's 11 teams, and these teams are the big colleges. The big Auburn is going to be in Marshall. Missouri, Illinois is there. University of Illinois, Eastern Washington, and a number of others. So
yeah, I think you said Alabama was
there. Alabama's
be the
there, yep, yep. So, the 11-team tournament opens up on Thursday with 7 games. Well, 7 more games will take place on Friday, and they'll have a 5th place, a 3rd place, and the national championship. Wheelchair basketball championship game will be held on Saturday, March 16th, and they're going to use both the RA facility and the PE gym. That's where the Mustang girls play volleyball in the PE gym. So, a lot of people in Marshall this week. They're holding a national tournament. That's amazing.
Yep, that's very good for this area. Of the state to get recognition like that, and it's going to be nice to see all the teams come to Marshall this week.
That's right. Last year was the first time I've actually watched wheelchair basketball. It's amazing. It is so fun to watch. These guys are very competitive and they're very talented.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a wheelchair basketball game before.
So. Yep. Well, let's go down to Marshall this week.
I might have to.
All right. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I almost forgot about that. So, yeah, I want to get back to girls basketball. The state girls basketball tournament starts. Southwest Minnesota Christian plays at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Maturi Arena on the University of Minnesota. So, state basketball underway.
Yep. Is it Maturi Pavilion?
Pavilion. What did I say?
I think you said arena.
Oh, arena. Pavilion.
That's the volleyball gym for the Gophers women's team, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I broadcast there the last few years with the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, the Vikings lost to the Eagles in the section championship game. And, kind of a dynasty there for the Minnesota Vikings for a while.
So. Yep, Minnesota went the past 6 years, I believe, to the state tournament. And now they won't be there. It's going to be a little different for people around here not seeing them in there.
That's right. And me. I've been there year after year with them, and it's been a lot of fun. They'll be back. They got a good coaching staff and a good team coming back. So
yep, they'll be good the next couple of years. They always are. Yep.
All right. Continuing with Two Guys Weigh In podcast, sponsored by PK Higgins and Camby.
We'll go up to college sports now. Start off, the Iowa Hawkeyes girls team won their third straight Big Ten championship after an overtime win versus Nebraska this past Sunday. That was a good game. I watched on TV. And
I did.
Back and forth. A lot of runs in the last couple minutes there. Nebraska went on a big run, looked like they were going to win it, and then Iowa stormed back with another little run at the end of the fourth quarter to force overtime, and back and forth in overtime a little bit before Iowa finally sealed it up.
Caitlin Clark had a, I'm not going to say awful first half, but she didn't score. I think they held her to 4 points or something in that first half.
Yep.
But she exploded in the second half.
Yep, I think she finished with, 30-something, 37-ish points, so...
Yep. Yeah, amazing player, Caitlin Clark. Love watching her and play. Everybody does, I think.
Yep.
TV ratings are through the roof. Actually, my granddaughters were at that game watching the championship. And my son, who snapped a picture when they got out of the parking lot. If you're familiar with Target Center, there's a ramp A, B, and C. And they parked in ramp A. They got out of their car. And the line was in the skyway there, waiting for the doors to open up. That, if you're familiar with the Ramp A Skyway, that's a long ways to the door.
Yep, so that's a bit of a jaunt.
A long line. They were there 2.5 hours ahead of time. So they, but they got in just in time for the game. So
yep, another interesting note, with Caitlin Clark declaring for the draft this year, she'll go number one, obviously, to, I believe, Indiana Fever hold the first pick. And I want to say I saw the thing posted on ESPN that within a couple hours, maybe a day of her announcing she was going to go number one, ticket prices for the Indiana Fever games tripled in prices.
Really?
Yep, I think it was like around 60, and now it was up to about 150, maybe a little higher in ticket prices. So,
of course.
Yep, they're really excited to have her, looks like, for drafting number one. So
it'll be really interesting to see how she does in the WNBA.
Yep, and hopefully as she winds down her career, maybe she can spend a couple seasons with Minnesota Lynx and get back to the winning ways.
Think Iowa girls will win the national championship?
They definitely could. I think Caitlin Clark is definitely capable of getting them back to the championship game, and I think they have a pretty decent chance of getting back there and winning it. So,
Final Four for sure, I think.
Yep, they're probably going to go to the Final Four.
So, yeah, it'll be a... I think the women's tournament will probably get more attention than the men's tournament, or if not about the same.
Yep,
so
I think they'll get a lot of recognition this year for that tournament.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the men's side of things. The Gophers basketball team plays Michigan State tomorrow, I believe, or the Thursday, for their first round game in the Big Ten tournament in the Twin Cities. Saw a thing that that tournament's held at the Target Center, where the women's one was, at least, and the Timberwolves had to go on a stretch of like seven straight away games in order for them to have this tournament in the cities. So
Yeah, they beat the Clippers. Timberwolves beat the Clippers. We'll talk about that too. But yep. How do you think the Gopher men are going to do in the tournament?
I think they have the potential to go on a bit of a run. I think they've beaten Michigan State already, so they definitely can beat them. And I think on their side of the bracket, they kind of have a favorable stretch. If they were to beat Michigan State of playing future games, I think they could do well. So I think they could definitely have the potential to go a ways in the tournament.
It'll be a fun Big Ten tournament this week, that's for sure.
So. Yep, I know that if Minnesota wants a chance to get into the NCAA tournament, they're going to have to go on a run here in the Big Ten tournament. So it'll be fun to see how that plays out.
Okay. Who's favored in that Big Ten tournament anyway, do you know?
Oh, I'm sure Purdue.
Purdue? Yep. Okay. But Purdue always chokes in the tournaments, don't they?
Well, I don't know about Big Ten tournament. NCAA tournament, yeah. The Big Ten in general always chokes in the Big Ten in the national in the NCAA tournament. Yeah. So.
And that the brackets come out Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, I think.
This Sunday, I think both the women's and the men's bracket comes out.
Well, it'll be fun. Fun to see who's going to make it and who's going where.
Yep, it'll be an interesting year. We've had a lot of upsets this year in college basketball, so I think this could be a very entertaining tournament.
That's right. I always cheer for the Cinderella team, whoever it's going to be this year. So.
Yep, it'll be interesting to see who that team is going to be this year.
Maybe it'll be the Gophers.
You never know.
South Dakota State.
South Dakota State did in both men's and women's. Won the Summit League this year, so those two teams made their NCAA tournaments.
Yeah. Speaking of the Summit League, we got to watch Avery Coonan, who plays for North Dakota State. The Bison, they made it to the championship game against South Dakota State. And Avery actually had two really nice games in the semifinal game and the championship game. So she's looking good there, former Montevideo Thunderhawk.
Yep, good for Avery.
Yep. Okay.
We'll go pro sports now. Just a quick note, Minnesota Wild are currently 6 points behind the Las Vegas Golden Knights for the second wild card spot in the West. There's, I believe, about 1 month left in the NHL regular season. And so a lot of up and down for the Wild this year. And so it'll be interesting to see if they can make a little push here at the end of the season, try and get that last wild card spot and make the NHL playoffs this year.
NHL playoffs is too long. They stretch it into July, I think, almost. Or into June.
It definitely goes into June. Yeah. I've always been a fan of playoff hockey. It's like the only hockey I'll sit down and watch generally. But
I agree with you. I watch playoff hockey.
Yeah, very entertaining. I like the crowds get really crazy during that time, so it's always fun to watch.
Yep, for sure. So go Wild.
And we'll circle back to the Timberwolves. They did have their upset win, or I shouldn't say upset, but come from behind win versus the Clippers the other night. I believe they were down by 22 in the first half, and then they ended up winning by 18, I think.
Yeah, amazing.
And so they did that with Karl Anthony Towns was out. He had to have surgery on a torn meniscus. They said, I think it'll be 4 weeks and they'll reevaluate him, and they hope to have him back for the Western Conference playoffs. Never seems to fail for Minnesota sports teams. Always has to, right when it looks like something good's going to happen, something like this
happens.
And negative happens, and it just kind of leads to a downward spiral. Yeah, so we'll see how this plays out.
It's a Minnesota sports team for you and fans.
Yep. Always
all right.
Tough.
Hey, can we talk Vikings now? Can we talk agency?
Yep, this will probably
wild week.
Yep, Vikings have been very active in free agency. It's been a while since I've seen them be this active in free agency, and it's also been a while since I've seen them go after this high caliber of a players in free agency. Yep. Just a quick note on some of the players. They signed Jonathan Greenard, who was an edge rusher for Houston last year. They signed Aaron Jones, the Packers running back. The Packers signed Josh Jacobs, who was running back for the Las Vegas Raiders. And so they decided to cut Aaron Jones shortly after that, and the Vikings didn't hesitate to pick him up. I think that'll be a good addition for the Vikings.
Yep. I do, too. I like Jones as a runner and everything. So.
Yep, I think him and Ty Chandler. The Vikings seem very high on Ty Chandler.
Okay.
And so it'll be interesting to see if they just have Aaron Jones come in and to be like a pass blocker receiving back part-time or how they play that out. They signed a kicker that played for the XFL, one of the kind of like...
I never heard that one.
Yep. He played. His name was John Parker Romo. He played for the XFL when they had their seasons going on. I think they merged with the USFL for I forget what it's called now.
I don't remember.
But
I'm not going to watch anyways.
Yeah, probably not. It's
nothing will ever rival with the NFL.
Nope, it won't. But it's, you know, when it's summer and there's nothing much on, that's at least there, an option.
Yep.
They signed Andrew Van Ginkel, who was another edge-rushing outside linebacker. He played, I believe, for the Dolphins previous season. They signed Blake Cashman, a linebacker who played for the Houston Texans. He had a good season this past year, and he played college football for the University of Minnesota. So he gets to come back home, and very excited to see how that plays out. And then we signed Sam Darnold to be a backup quarterback, I'm hoping, for the Vikings. I mean,
probably the starter.
Yeah, knowing the Vikings, he wouldn't surprise me if they found a way to make him the starter. But
well, the big news in the free agency thing is, of course, the Vikings not signing Cousins and let him go to Atlanta.
Yep, Cousins went to Atlanta on a four-year, $180 million deal, $100 million guaranteed. The way it sounds, he wanted a lot of money guaranteed and over a long period of time, and Vikings weren't willing to give him that, and so off he went.
I should have his agent work for me. See if
Cousins knows how to put together. You can say what you want about his playing skills. He knows how to work a contract negotiation really well.
Well, his agent does, I'm sure, and I don't know how that works, really, but whoever his agent is, I need him to work for me, see what I can do here at the radio station with redo my contract.
Yep, him and Maynard can sit down and maybe negotiate some things for you.
He's probably going to let me go, so.
Yep. Other big...
It's a lot of money, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, it is a lot of money. I think...
For a
36-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles tear, that's... I don't know if I've seen something like that before, so it'll be interesting.
Yep.
Couple other notes for Vikings free agents. Jordan Hicks, our starting linebacker, he signed with the Browns. And Danielle Hunter signed with the Houston Texans. So we kind of swapped edge rushers with the Jonathan Grenard signing and Danielle going to the Texans. And we also released Alexander Mattison and Dean Lowry. Dean Lowry was an interior defensive lineman for us who started a couple games. And a couple re-signs. We re-signed Blake Brandel and David Questenberry, offensive linemen, both of them. We re-signed Johnny Munt, who was at second string tight end for us, I believe. And we re-signed Brandon Powell, who played receiver and punt returner for us this past year. And I'm kind of happy about that one. He'd played great games for us with all the injuries. So
what kind of grade do you give the Vikings so far?
Oh, probably give them a B for free agency right now.
Okay.
They
don't. They still don't have a quarterback, though. They got to have a quarterback.
Yep, I don't even know who all they have. I think they got Jaren Hall, Nick Mullins, and Sam Darnold right now in the QB room. So it looks like it's all shaping up for a QB draft pick in the draft this year. At least I hope so anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens.
Yep, it will be. When is the draft again?
End of April, I believe.
Okay. April something?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Wrap it up there, you think, or another podcast done? Or?
Yep, I think that'll do it for this episode.
We didn't get to know each other, did we?
No, we didn't. We didn't bring the questions in here. We'll have to probably do two of them next week.
Well, instead of the getting to know each other, Mitchell and I actually spoke at the Madison Kiwanis group the other day. How'd that go, Mitchell?
That went well. We went in there and told how we operate on a daily basis as sports broadcasters for the radio station. Got to give them some insight on what I do for my internship, and you got to give them a behind-the-scenes look at what all we do to prepare for broadcasting basketball games and broadcasting in general. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and they asked some really good questions, the Kiwanians did, didn't they?
Yep, and a lot of good memories were brought back, especially by Maynard. So
yeah, everybody wanted to know what my bloopers are. I've got a lot of bloopers to share over the many years I've been broadcasting, but we don't have time for that now. So
I guess not.
All right. Yeah, so thanks to the Kiwanians for asking us to come and speak. And if you'd like Mitchell and I to come to speak to your group, give us a call here at the radio station.
So this has been episode number 8 of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast, sponsored by PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.